This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, elsewhere in the global economy, as of earlier today, a couple hours ago, you could download a version of Microsoft Office for your iPad. Big news in the tech world, yes, and yet somehow something Microsoft had resisted for years. Marketplace's David Gura has that one.
Windows debuted in 1985, and because of that operating system, Microsoft was sitting pretty through the 90s. Rosabeth Moss-Cantor is a professor at Harvard Business School.
They could then control it in every way, but the world changes, and the innovations came from other places.
Well, from one in particular. Ed McGuire is an analyst with CLSA.
Apple understood that the market was evolving from just selling products to selling a full experience.
And Microsoft wanted to duplicate that with its software, Office, and its hardware, the Surface tablet. But McGuire says a closed system works best when you're first out of the gate, like Microsoft was in the 80s with Windows, and like Apple was more recently with iPods, iPhones, and iPads. Colin Gillis is with BGC Financial, and he says Microsoft's finally come to this conclusion.
We need to participate before the market moves beyond us too much.
This has happened before. Closed systems have given way to open systems. Unix was eclipsed by Linux. And sometimes closed systems give way to cooperation among former competitors. That's what happened with Java. Gillis says today's announcement speaks to a broader trend.
It's always going to be a battle between closed and open systems, but certainly in terms of market share, open systems win.
Just look at the fight between the iPhone, which is part of a closed system, he says, and the Android operating system, which is an open one. Almost four-fifths of the smartphones in use around the world run Android. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.